the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday, July 17th, here in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by Mr. Elgin David.
What is up, everybody? Thanks for watching.
Special guest in the store, in the studio here, South Florida comedy guy, been around, comedian. He's like, when I started, he was here, so I consider you a mainstay guy. You know what I mean? Ramon Garcia.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the love in here, man.
Yeah.
My brother's in the house. Yeah, we're all brothers in arm here. We have shed blood all throughout South Florida together. So
yeah. We've been around. And welcome to the show. For those of you listening to us on the podcast, it's completely, you're blind to the fact that we are all wearing sunglasses now.
Right.
And
you're in the dark.
Yeah. And I got a bit of an attitude already. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like your jerk is coming out of you, like your nighttime.
Like, yeah, I feel like I'm hiding, like I could be like this guy that just wants to unload on people.
Like you're all hospitable at first, but then you're like, no, you don't have to take your shoes off. Now you're like, bro, can you just kind of use coasters? Could you use the coasters? That's what the coasters
are for. Before I didn't give a shit. Now I'm like, what the fuck? My wife's going to come in and go, who the fuck is that coaster? Yeah, that's what I should do. I should do my wife as a brute, like, you know, Guido guy. You know, not that my impression of my wife is like a Rich Little, but you know what I mean? It's a caricature impression.
Right.
You know, and I'll be honest with you guys, it's actually my mother-in-law's voice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So when you do the voice of your wife, it's
yeah.
Really, okay.
You know, I mean, there's a difference. Like That's my funny. Mother-in-law's voice is, dog, you want to eat this? Like, it smells horrible. I like a dog, he eat all kind of food. Yeah, that was the thing. He eat anything, he don't care, he eat.
Yeah.
And your wife is just like, you know I don't speak like that, right?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. At my 50th birthday, Nadeem Awad, we had a roaster boast, you know, the birthday boy. Mm. And Nadeem goes up. He goes, you know, I got to tell you, I met Doug. He's great. He's a great guy and everything. And I hear about his wife and his act. And then I meet her. And she's like, hey, Nadeem, how are you? Thanks for coming to the soiree.
I really enjoyed your act.
Yeah, man. You got now, listen, you teach comedy classes and stuff, so... You know, basically, my thought in comedy is always it's truth that's stretched and you know, and made like a character, like made, you know what I mean? Fuck, you're not going to, you're gonna spice it up.
Yeah, it's always got to be, as long as it comes from somewhere, it's all the embellishment part.
You could exaggerate a little bit. It's
right.
Fun. It's fun to do that.
I mean, if I try to do my wife's voice, everybody's going to be like, oh, he's a pretty good impressionist. You know, if they knew my wife.
Right.
Yeah, right. So you're teaching the classes?
Yeah, man, it's been fun. I'm actually got some students going out to my show. I've been doing like a Miami run this whole like I did Red Bar last night.
Right.
I had one of my guys come with me, Sweet Caroline's tonight, a few more students, and then I'm doing the Craftsman tomorrow night, and a bunch of them wanting to come there too, just show love and be a part of it. Some of them are getting on, some are just there to be
right.
In the crowd.
Nice.
Yeah.
You ever have a student though? That you ever have somebody come through the classes that was like hopeless?
Well, yeah. Elgin came through one time. Yeah. No, man. I mean, honestly, bro, I will take on any project, bro. I feel there is a limit to where somebody could probably go if you know, if they just stayed where they're at. But I feel like everybody has like some funny, and all the process is just putting the work into it, recording it,
right.
Seeing what's funny and putting it back together.
Like some people are so unfunny that's funny, like a Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a dry, like, you know, somebody who doesn't, they're not funny, but that makes them funny.
It's when they're trying to be funny when it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, and they start doing them like, no, 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 just be yourself, bro. Talk about your truth.
I remember some of the first advice he gave me. Like, here's the thing. Ramon was the gatekeeper at the open mic when I started. At the improv, at the Hard Rock Improv, Palm Beach, pretty much, right? And I think Miami had their own.
Dude, I had the keys to the cabinet.
Yeah, you were,
bro,
the fucking. Like, it was... And everybody's coming up. Hey, Ramon. Oh, I like your hair. Oh, it's, I loved your set.
You know? I never took a bribe, though. Never took a bribe. In the 7 years, Renee, I owe so much to Renee for giving me that spot. But I always tried to be just fair. Like, if you brought people, I got you on. And if you were a bringer, I'd either say I'd get you a spot later on and just work it. You know what I mean? Just get people. I would let people pass. Even if I knew the dude didn't even like me, but I knew he was good, I wouldn't stand in the way. I would not stand in the way of, because I'm all about the comedy. If the comedy's good, let me get out of the way.
And that goes a long way, man, because somewhere down the road, someone, you know, perhaps in that crowd that it was funny and maybe didn't see eye to eye with you, that person could have been an influential person and said, hey, what about Ramon in Florida? He, you know, if you were mean to that guy, I said, fuck that dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the way, again, I'm just reminding our listeners, we're in sunglasses.
Yeah.
So.
In case you didn't know.
You couldn't tell by my bravado.
Yeah, but I never would want to stand in the way. Like I said, there was guys that I knew for sure, because I mean, people talk and they tell me all this stuff, but I never took it personal because I knew what it meant for me to get this spot. Hey, this guy's doing it 6 months, and all of a sudden he's the improv guy. So I knew what came with it, but I knew that once they got to know me, they were going to love me. And I made friends with everybody. And that's why, you know, I come down to Miami. It's like, I just make a phone call and like, yo, bro, come through.
Yeah.
I got your spot, whenever. So.
Absolutely. It's the way it goes, man. Like Elgin. No one, you know anybody that doesn't like Elgin? Everybody loves Elgin. I mean, this guy, you know what I mean? I mean, look at him. He's like the nicest, you know what I'm saying? He's like one of the fucking sweetest guys. Like, I challenge anybody in our Facebook Live audience. Do you know anybody who doesn't like fucking Elgin?
Challenge accepted. No.
Yeah. Oh, somebody just posted, he owes me $50, motherfucker.
You have to hock that jacket, bro.
That's why we're wearing glasses right now. I'm trying to stay incognito here.
Right, stay from the... It wasn't me, bro. The IRS is coming. No.
Rodrigo Ramirez says, thank you. I tell Ramon, thank you for finding me his phone.
Oh, dude, yeah, last night, dude, I freaking, like a rookie, man, I put my phone on the barrel behind me,
right.
And I get off, and I'm all getting to my set and whatever. I'm like, oh, a great set, and then I look, get off, I'm like, where's my phone?
That's the worst.
So then he hooks me up, he's like, yo, just, what's your Google password? I got this whole app that'll find it. I'm like, ready to go on this mission to go find it, right? And I was like, I can't remember my password. So I call my mother, God bless her soul. She's like, 11 o'clock at night. She's like, hello. I was like, yeah, mom, I need you to get my tablet. I was like, what do you need? She's like, go where it says Google Drive. Google qué? Drive. It's for storage.
Google see.
Yeah, and she's like, what am I looking for? And like, in password, go to accounts, go to email, go to Book Room Ramon. And she's like, I see Book Ramon. It's pay something. I'm like, no, that's my PayPal. I don't need that one. I need a Book Ramon. And I was like, ugh. And come to find out, Manny brought it out, and it was right there.
Oh.
Like, just
dude, I can't believe your mom got that far.
Yeah,
my mom wouldn't know the difference between a tablet. She'd have been fucking pulling up the TV remote. I have the remote, mom. Why the fuck would I need a remote? That's funny, dude. Yeah, but yeah, when you lose your phone, you're like, oh man,
dude. And I had just honestly that same day, I had just realized that I had lost this whole case of like USB sticks that I was like had stand up footage, some porn,
oh, man.
You know, some porn from '98. You know, well,
that's, that's that one video, my right? favorite one.
So I was like, man, I gotta get this. So I was already in that losing mode of just And come to find, like, actually, they found the phone, and then today I called I talked with Renee, and she's like, no, somebody found it in the green room. I left it in the green room.
Nice.
So I'm back.
All right, man. Well, that's awesome. Man, dude, I'm still stiff from this fucking, we're talking about going on the road and everything. I'm stiff my shoulder, so I'm, you know.
Your shoulder's stiff.
Yeah, I'm like.
From sleeping on the road?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all messed up. So let's get back. So that was cool. You know, so he was running this shit. Right,
yeah.
You know, so it's a good thing. And then you went to college, right? You finished college.
I went. Honestly, I used the Montgomery GI Bill money that was paying my rent. So I was like, you know what? While it's paying my rent, I'll just take as many classes as I can. So I started, got my AA, and then I ended up going to UCF, and I got as far as I could with film. And towards the last semester, I kind of failed out. Didn't really put my effort into it. But, you know, eventually I'll come back to it. But at least I got some theater under it, some film experience. So.
I was going to try to congratulate you.
No,
at least you got your
degree. No, I didn't congratulate. I posted this. I still have the ID card. That's it.
I can still get a hot dog for a dollar. I'm sorry. Everything I think about is food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, good, man. So, listen, and it's always been, you know, you and I reached out. You and I talked a few times. Where, you know, hey, look, because we've been in the struggle. You know, we're battling and we're doing our thing, you know. And, to me, a great accomplishment in doing comedy is he got the thumbs up at the Funny Bone.
Yeah, bro.
Which, you know, it's a great, you got how many rooms?
I think they got, 14, 15 rooms, something like that.
You know what I mean? So that fills up that fills up 30 weeks.
Dude, I when I got the pass, man, I had a shot of Patron right in front of me. And I didn't drink it for like maybe 10 minutes. Like I called my mom, I called Renee Hart, I called my brother, and one of the guys there was like, yo, bro, I see what's happening. He was one of the guys that's he's local and stuff. And he was like, yo, I see what's happening here, man. And I just want to say congratulations and enjoy the moment. Because he knows, you know, what we go through.
Yeah.
You know, when you get that and you finally get some, you know, some credibility, you're like, man, I got this. You know, somebody knows. They can see me like a kid. You're like, I did something.
Right. That's great. It's the best feeling.
Bro, and it's like, you know, to good, have that. So now
that's
I got
happy for you, man. That's amazing.
Thank you. You and absolutely. To you too, bro. Fucking all your stuff that you're going through, you know.
MTV, Wild and Out.
You just gotta keep doing everything you can, man.
Dude, I was in the audition with this guy, bro, and he was just shining, bro. Like, I went there, I had some memorized lines, all right, because I knew it was like a, you know, how the format was, so I had some memorized lines, but he was just in his element.
Is this for MTV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Cannon was there. I didn't even know Nick Cannon was there. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to be there either. I had no idea.
He came through and he saw that. I was like, dude, that looked like Nick Cannon. And then all of a sudden, so the pressure went up. But he was so cool about it, and dude, like I said, you just shine, bro, and you totally belong.
When they have the coming attractions now, when you see MTV and they say, yeah, Wild Now it's coming new season, they have a picture of you. I think it flashes.
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
sure? Yeah.
It's the other token white guy that comes through.
If they did, I didn't know about it, but I appreciate.
You gotta
watch
it though.
Airtime.
I think it's a still shot, like you know, like in a, it's like in like color, like two color.
Oh, that's cool.
But I recognize Elgin. You know what I mean?
I hope it is me. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. My clone. I believe in them aliens.
Yeah, you talk about the time when you got the showcase at, you know, you go to Columbus, Ohio, and you go there and you get to the room and you showcase, and they're all everybody's watching. You got how much time?
15.
Yeah, that's a good way to tell.
Yeah, because you know everybody can do 5, 10. You're still kind of like, but 15, you got to know if they're gonna dip.
Yeah, you got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah,
with 15 minutes, it's 5, 5, 5. It's, you know what I mean? It's three. It's five threes. You know what I mean? Five little bits. You think about it that way. Like, you measure your bits?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You have to measure them and know when you rehearse them how long they're going to be so that you can know. That's how you know your timing and how you know when you get the light. Oh, I have 1 minute left or 2 minutes left. How much left in this bit? If you formulate it the right way, it's like little puzzle pieces. You put them together and build a set.
Yeah, I haven't said two to have fun. I like adding to it, you know, paying it forward and add to it. You know, if you have a class, wouldn't mind explaining, like, once you get to, like, an advanced class, like, hey, how do you get to the next level of getting work? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's something I think I can add to, you know, as part of what I've done in this business. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to write or have a writing meeting.
I mean, the way these things, I mean, these days, I mean, with that, especially with just that showcase alone, and I got some great advice from the host that night. He was like, don't try to be clean. Don't try to do something else tonight. Be yourself and kill it.
Hear what he just said. Because when you're about to have an audition, like, you're like the first time I'm ever in a room, when I showcased at Harvey's last week or whatever, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, I don't want to be dirty. I don't want to go up there and do my, you know, I'm not really that dirty, but you know what I mean? I'm going to stick to the, you know, pretty good, you know, the solid stuff and try to make it universal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But once you start out, you say, do this, you need somebody to say, dude, fuck all that. Be funny,
dude. Just...
One of the first bits of advice he ever gave me, man, was back at the old, you know, he says, hey, man, you know what? That your wife shit's funny as stuff. You know, he says, use that shit's funny, man. That's what he said. You know, all right, so next.
Yeah, Ramon always said, you got to take pieces from your real life and just embellish a little bit, have fun with it, and it's, feel free to elaborate it and be funny.
Dude, the
that's what Ramon always said.
And I've just been passing it on, bro. Like every guy that, I mean, you guys have it all on the walls here. I mean, I've taken most of these guys to radio at one point or another. And that's the question that I would always ask them, because I used to do, I mean, I would literally get up at 4 in the morning in West Palm to go drive to Miami to pick up somebody over there to go to like Power 96 and 99 Jams and all that stuff. But I would do that. Yeah, I would only make, you know, 40, 50 bucks, but it wasn't about the money. It was about what, just being in the car with them, you know, and I wouldn't sit there and yap with them, but if they were a talker, hey, I'm talking, I'm going to ask questions. And they would just drop gems, bro.
That's important right there, because I've said this before. You know, when you're with somebody, you know, especially a big name, you know, sometimes you have people like, oh, they ask all questions, or I loved you in this. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be like, if you were dancing, you have to let them take the lead, right? Like if you're in a situation, they take the lead. So if they're sitting there all quiet and stuff, you don't want to be like, so where are you going next? You know, you don't say, right? Let them talk first, right? Yeah. I mean, that's something I've done, because you don't want to be that asshole. You know what I mean? I've been in situations where people, and they're like, yeah, man, you could come stay at the condo, but don't bring that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? After that first drink, man, he gets a little too, he's going to get that eye. Yes.
So it's important, you know what I mean? I think that is what it's like, because when people say, like, how do you get work? In other words, how do you get work? How do you get a tour? How do you, like, you know, how do you get busy, right? And I say, well, geez, there's a million fucking things. There's a million components that have to all add up. You have to have an act. You got to be funny. You got to be professional. You know, and you can't, don't fuck with the staff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, just on this last trip I was on, they said, oh, man, you know, we had one guy in here who was trying to bang the waitress.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's like trying to get her back to the, you don't think she's going to come back to the owner, the manager of the club? You know, that fucking guy was trying to nail me. He's married.
Wow.
By the way, I'm sorry. I sent an email apologizing. No, I'm a good dude. You know what I mean? But it's amazing when you hear on the road that people do.
Dude, it baffles me, bro. But I mean, isn't it crazy though? Like some guys that are just so brilliant. Like, man, do I have to be that crazy to be that big? Sometimes, you know,
right.
Man, he gets work all the time, and it's just. But for me, the biggest thing for me, and I tell guys that are coming up, like, hey, kill it, whatever. But establish a reputation. All right, don't be that guy that shows up drunk every time. Hey, we all have our drinks here and there.
Right.
Don't be that. Don't have that reputation. Don't be the guy who's always late. Just be the one that shows up, does his time, is appreciative. Supports, you know, even when he's not on stage,
right.
Throw a post up or whatever, tags you in something. Just have a good reputation wherever you go. Even the small rooms is where you start.
Yeah. There was one, I remember I posted, you know, I like to post shit, you know, and I got a little grief by another comic, like, dude, why are you posting all this shit? You know, you're trying to, you know, like, in other words, I'm doing it to piss people off. I go, I'm doing it because the club, man. You know, I want the club to know I'm tagging them on shit, you know, and I'm trying to get, I'm not a fucking draw, but I'm trying, like you said, I'm trying to do what I can to promote the place. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I mean, all the club owners, they're always online. Even if they're not posting, hey, I saw your post, they're
right.
Watching.
They take it in.
Yeah, to see who's the one that's busy, because at the end, it's entertainment business. Man.
It's always great when, like, a booker or club owner likes one of your comments on Facebook. You're like, oh, yay, that's Woo! Great. Thanks for liking my comment. You want to put a dates next to it. I'm available.
You screenshot
15th.
It, repost it. Just putting it out there, you know.
I'm liked. Yeah, man. So, but it's crazy the shit that, you know, because you could, I've, there are people, it's amazing to me, there are people that are funny as fuck, and then you find out, oh, man, they didn't show up to the show. Or you're like, what? You know, mm-hmm. like I can't, I think of all the building blocks I've done in the last 12 years I've been doing this, you know, how to get to this point, like everything, you know what I mean? The consistency and the things all those things you got to do to all of a sudden fuck it up. Because especially, yeah. Here's the problem. You fuck it up at this level, you know, you lose it on stage or something like that, or, you know, you don't show up at a gig, and next thing you know, that owner Ooh. Talks to that owner. And
it takes a while to get the trust back. It happened to me a couple times. This is before, like, I got really, like professional with it. Like, I think I was just doing it through my phone. Because now I do, like, dates with my phone and a calendar just to have it as a backup
right.
In case this goes down. And I ended up getting a contest, and I went on to the contest, and I totally forgot about another gig somewhere else in Florida, and they called me that night, and I felt like just this small, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
wow.
You know, but after that, it was like a wake-up call, like, hey, if you're going to be doing this, be professional
yeah.
And do, you know, what you can, and, you know, just, you know, if you gotta cancel because of something, just be upfront with somebody, like, hey, I'm sick. Hey, I got another opportunity, which happens too, which I've hated to do, but it happens. You know,
right,
you gotta be. It's a selfish. Yeah. You gotta be selfish about it. You know, guys that are coming up, like, hey, you don't want to be that every single time. Hey, sorry, I got another gig. Like, you're purposely trying to cancel on them. But if it happens, yo, you gotta take it. The big leagues. Hey, I mean, I got it before, and you know, big leagues will call you up, and it's like, hey, bro,
you have to take that shot.
Take
yeah,
it, bro.
I think most clubs get it. Like, I've had people cancel at Tavolino's. Because a bigger room, like, you know, anytime anybody had a gig at improv, they asked me to host the improv. I'm like, yeah, man, go do it. You know what I mean? I would do it. If I'm sitting, I would do the same thing.
It's like, I would be like, really? Like, I was going to try to get there now.
God damn, I was waiting for the call, man. Fuck you, bitch. You're never performing here again. I'm pissed. Nah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. You got to do it. And you said, like, it's like, you know, like, growing up here, like, you know my stripe. Like, I always wanted to be a regular at the Improv. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to be a host at the Improv. That was the goal, man. You want to be a host and get fucking a room.
Right.
Class. You get time and a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because I feel like I was growing up on the bad streets. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to get that. You know, I was, some people get pulled away and with Willis and fucking and Different Strokes.
Yeah.
You know, and Arnold get pulled away in the limo, and the other one gets pulled away in a fucking pickup truck, you know, sitting in the back.
Right.
But, you know, it's amazing how whatever your journey is, it's that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I look at that and I'm like, man, I would have loved to have been a regular at the Improv. And who knows? You could have hooked up with somebody. Could have been like a Cisco who ended up hooking up with Mencia. You know, like a Gene Harding who hooked up right with Gary Owen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they went out and they toured the country and got fucking priceless, you know, stage time and experience and you know. But that wasn't it. So what did I do? I went and featured. I went and worked at Groucho's, Bonkers. I started doing all that funk, you know what I mean, and busting my ass. So what I have now? Well, now I know how to work the, you know, I'm working the road. If I was just doing, I wouldn't have done shit. I'm staying in the fucking, you know, if I'm getting 3 weeks a month at the Improv, I'm good. You know what I mean? But you got to break loose though, man. You got to move out, right? You got to.
No matter where you just got to get out there. And it, like Bernie Mac said it, like, after Kings of Comedy, they all wanted him to be on the show with them. He's like, every man's got his own road.
Right.
You know, so with everybody, just find where you're at, man.
Yeah.
There can't be 10 regulars at the Improv. You know what I mean? Like if there was like, obviously now, cause there's only one club, but back then it was three clubs. So there was more opportunities back then.
Yep.
But now there's just only one club. So you got to do the numbers game where there's four headliners a month, you know, that's opportunities, maybe four hosts if they want to host. Right now this place, let's say a couple guys are bringing people, they bring in the whole show. Now it's down to two. Now you got to get, you know.
It's the biggest challenge with featuring now. You know, a lot of headliners bring their own feature. So if you're featuring, you're like, you're sitting around waiting for a date. And they don't be that asshole who sends the club owner like, hey, man, what's going on? You know, you haven't been paying any attention to me.
Be a consistent drop of water, man. Be pleasant with the email. Don't remind them, hey, I saw that last, did you get my last email? Like,
You left me on red.
Yeah, come on. I just wanted to tag you on that last email that I had sent. Here's a forwarding that other forwarded email
I know you got that last email, but I want to just remind you. Hopefully you read it like most people would have. Dude, it's fucked up. I mean, I remember Derek Richards.
Yeah, bro. I just talked to him last week, bro.
Yeah, I remember one of his comedy classes. Mm-hmm. You know, he shared emails. That people sent to the fucking book. Like, hey man, I saw that you had John Smith featuring the night. That guy sucks, man. I'm better than him. He can't follow me anywhere. Why? You know, what do you? Don't you know how to run a club? Like,
by the way, I'm available September 28th.
By the way, here are my avails. Yeah,
exactly.
I have 10 minutes clean.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, man, I can fucking work clean.
I do great crowd work.
It's funny, dude. But
how many comps can I get?
Oh, okay, Skippy. Oh, man. There's so much shit that can go wrong. That's why it's amazing when you're in a situation like, you know, going back to the showcase at, you know, for Funny Bone. You know, there's got to be all kinds of things going through your head. Like, what do I do? What do I not do? Like, right off the bat, that's what I'm saying. I got 10 minutes. I got 15 minutes. I have 15 minutes. I think I know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? And knowing that, that's a great advice because... Yeah. I would say just that basis of it, like, hey, don't worry about being clean, don't worry about being dirty, just go out there and fucking enjoy it. Like, hey, this is who the hell I am. I got 15 minutes.
You know what I mean? That was the last bit I needed towards the end, like right when I was there. Like, I waited a long time. Like, I actually got the Funny Bone email through Patrick Garrity years ago, even before.
Let's compare. Like, I've been doing this probably. I've been on the fallout list. You know, for the guy, Stroop, who, you know, I've been on the fallout list probably since, is it 2014? So it's been 4 years, 5 years, 15, 13, something like that. How long are you on that list? Watch him say years.
What I was trying to say is, though, I waited, you know, until I was more than ready.
Right.
Because one, I wanted to get, you know, obviously the comedy chops. Like, Patrick was like, yo, send this email, whatever. And I was like, I didn't have, like, he felt it, but I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
So I needed to feel it first. And then once I felt it, then I had learned a little bit about the road and guys on the road, and you got to have some kind of merch. I was like, let me test some merch out, get the merch. And I tried a t-shirt, went a little too much with it. I bought like $700 worth of t-shirts, didn't sell. I couldn't give them away. Then I finally got one shirt that I bought like five of them on a weekend. I was just tried it out. It was like a Charlie Murphy weekend, and they just went fast. That's when I started doing this Don't Be a Stupid shirts, right? And they were flying. I'm like, oh, great. So I got something now. So now I'm ready. So now I got the act. Now I got some business behind it. Now let me send the email. And the stars aligned. I got the hotel room and just...
And I think that's a big part. Like you know, you never want to show early, right? Like, it's a big thing too. Because, like,
man, take your time, bro. Like, once they see you, they're gonna be like, all right, give us see you in about a year or two,
right?
You know, like, take your time and just be more than confident when you're going in there. You know, because I felt like, man, I had, if they would ask 20, cool. If they would ask for 30 that night, cool.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so, and that's what they want. Like, he told me, like, Stroop's a straight up dude. Like, he would just straight up tell you, and he's like, hey, we like what you do. You can go mainstream. You can go urban. I can tell you could headline if we needed to. If somebody falls out, boom. That's what I want. I want guys that are going to kill it. He wants to bring the level up. And that felt good that, you know, to state that he saw that. And it was just like, cool. You know, and he just tells you straight up, I know you got to sell merch. We'll let you know who you can sell merch with. We know that you can't take all the gigs, so don't feel like you can't say no. And, you know.
Yeah. That's a nice...
I like that. I'd, you know, be like that. More guys just be like that when you're booking rooms. Like, hey, yeah, man, I really, you know, I don't think your style fits my room, but if you got another act, send me another clip. Just to be straight up. Just tell them straight up. Like,
you got to be that. Like, because we've talked about it on the show before. Like, when other comics ask, you know, somebody says, hey, what do you think of my act? You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? And that's, you rather have a club do that. You know, if you're not getting booked by a club, it's almost like you'd like them to say, hey, man, you know, send me another video in like a year. Yeah, you know, I know who you are. Just send me something of you in a year from now. Don't. In the meantime, I'm not. You know, like, just, and then that's it. You know what I mean? I mean,
it's not like that girlfriend that never texts you back with the breakup. What was it?
Yeah, exactly. It's the way I kiss. You don't like the way I hold your hand.
I swear, my mom's not going to live with me forever. Come on.
Yeah, I'll fix the car seat. Yeah, man, that's crazy. But no, it's awesome, dude. And then, you know, like you said, and I'm this, I, again, things will always happen when you're there. Like, and that's when you and I had that conversation not too long ago. I was like, well, yeah, that's why when it comes, it comes. I keep dripping. I keep seeing, here's my avails and next opportunity. I love a showcase, but that's it. And I just keep sending it, you know, and then the bottom line is, you know, a year from now, you know, if I'm still sending that, they're going to go, well, this guy's still at it. You know, I've seen him around. I know he's doing, you know, and that, because if you are working, that gets around too. You know, people.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to throw a little updated clip. You know, like, hey, you know, you see my act before. Here's a new, here's a new clip that has whatever hits. They could see the hits and they see it's funny.
And by the way, young comics, if you're going to do this, you know, we talk about festivals. One of the people around a festival was sharing a video with me. Like, he just said, look, for example, here's a video somebody sent in to be on. And it was his girlfriend holding the fucking camera, like in the third row, you know, and she's laughing at everything. You can't even hear his fucking jokes. Like, ah, he's so funny. I'm like, this is
yeah, I have the mozzarella sticks. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, the cheese sticks. I want the cheese sticks.
I want the chicken tenders.
Yeah, man. Make sure no croutons on my salad.
Put it on my boyfriend's tab. He's on stage right now.
He's the comedian. Look at him. You know what I mean?
Hold on, I gotta give him the light.
Yeah, hold on, so, like, shake the camera. But you can have a video, because you talk about being professional. Like, I have comics that want to get booked, you know, in my shows, and they'll say, you have a website? No, I don't have a website. Oh, okay. You have a video? Well, and I don't really have a video. Listen, you ain't getting hired if you ain't got a video. You have to have a 5-minute video
minimum,
and it's definitely good to have something. Like, I have a 10-minute video, and then I basically have. Like a 20-minute, and then the whole, basically a feature set.
Because not everybody asks for that, but if that one case that it does, you don't want to be like, well, let me get, like, I've had it, I feel like, oh, let me fiddle around. So do the homework from, you know, have it established already.
If I'm talking to a club, I'll say that, hey, look, I send them like a 3-minute TV clean, and I send them like a 7-8 minutes festival competition video, or I do 7-8 minutes or something. And I said, you know, I have a feature and a headline set if you need it as well. Yeah, but you know, let me know. Blah.
But even more than a video, like, honestly, before my video, this few months ago, I got to open for Whitney Cummings, and that was the first time in my career I had ever been booked off of a video. honestly. Yeah. Like, every other booking that I've ever gotten has been through referral. So that goes to show, like, just rapport with other comedians. When there's a headliner that you know is great with the circuit, that's another extension of the booker.
Yep.
You know, so don't be that dick. Don't be like, oh, you go to do a guest spot and go over your time, go too dirty, do material right. that they do. Do your homework. Know who they are. And actually be, like, the whole biggest, I know it sounds kind of corny, but actually care. Care about what yeah. they do, you know, and it will show. And like, yo, man, I checked out your podcast. That was great. You know, the video you put, you know, I'll make sure not to do any family material because you do this, da, 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 da. And it shows, like, you did your homework. You supporting what they do.
Right.
You respect them. And you're there to you know, to bring to the show and add to the show.
Yeah. And don't be saying, well, I'm funny. It won't matter. No, because you got to be really funny. But, if, you know, if let's say, you know, it's just the average set. You know, things are, it's an average night, this and that. All that other stuff adds up in the person's mind. And, you know what I'm saying? By the way, Jeff Anderson says, it's time to adjust the change the lighting in the home studio. You're talking about our sunglasses? Because, fuck, I have those same bulbs.
10 minutes ago, Jeff. Sorry, bro. We established yeah, dude, it already.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking pay attention, man.
Hashtag yesterday.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, well, good, man. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you're fucking moving, going on. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's just putting in the work, bro. Like, I'm still home here. I'm working on projects here. I learned from the road. Like, you know, I tried to do a 5-week run. I did it. I won't say I tried. I did do a 5-week run, but I learned from that. Like, you got to do it in spurts. So now, like, yeah. I ask for dates. It's like a couple spurts here. Come back home. Do some, you know, take care of home. Back and forth. And
yeah.
That's the dream right there for me right now. I've already, like, I've made peace that I'm going to have to make it a different route. You know, I can't be like the other single comedian with no ties to anywhere. You know, I have a son. You know, I want to be there for sure. Every part of his life. First day of
How
school,
old is he now?
6.
Yeah.
You know, he goes to play football last year. He wants to be basketball this year. I want to be there for the games, you know. So I've chosen to take a different route.
Yeah,
and I'm
man.
Good with it. You know, I'm good with that.
Putting it together in spurts, like, you know, I was gone for 2 weeks. Now I'm going to be home for at least 2 or 3 weeks. And then I'm going to go away and go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Laughlin, Nevada for 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. you got to do because it weighs on you. Like this last trip, I couldn't wait to come home. You know, I mean, all the shit going on. Everybody saw I got pulled over. I mean, this whole thing was a fiasco on the last trip. But yeah, it's good to have it, man. And way to go. And like, you could be like this guy who gets hired to do fucking all these Comic Cons.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to Raleigh to do Raleigh SuperCon. That's
yeah.
3 days, the 27th through the 29th.
These are paying gigs, right? You're making money at this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to look at your fancy clothes and shit. You know.
I'm just feeling fresh today. You know,
love it, baby. Live it up, man.
All right.
Why
well,
not?
It's that time of the day.
How did, you got to do a commercial?
No, yeah.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, commercial. We got so many advertisers trying to get on our podcast.
Great. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is so-and-so from MyPillow. I should get that guy on our fucking advertisers. MyPillow, sponsored by MyPillow.
Are you tired of falling asleep watching infomercials and waking up with a stiff neck?
He's just like the one guy that makes you not want to sleep just because he gives you nightmares. He's just creepy.
Yeah.
MyPillow.
Hey, you're that MyPillow guy.
I invented this.
So comfortable. Come here. Yeah. Put it under your neck.
It is kind of a creepy commercial when he's
here, lift up your head.
He's with a yeah. couple.
Slides
like,
it in.
I know.
Like I have a mustache, and his mustache creeps me
yeah.
out. You know? It's just two things. Like,
by the way, we do everything in my hometown of Michigan because it won't let me leave. Florida man tied gun to a balloon to make his suicide look like a murder. Hey. This guy's
he let it fly away.
Yeah. He was a recent graduate from Ramon Garcia's.
You graduated. You're going to make a career out of yourself. Well,
yeah, suicide jokes are great, buddy. What Florida police first classified as a murder case actually turned out to be an elaborate planned suicide.
Wow.
Alan J. Abramson, 72, was found dead with a bullet in his chest near his Palm Beach Gardens home. In January, initially, police thought it was a murder because they found did not find a weapon or a shell casing. But months later, the balloon popped and fell to the fucking ground. Cop was sitting there, go, I don't know what happened here.
Like an anvil, like a fucking kite.
You hear something, Bill? Cops believe Everson tried to stage his suicide as a homicide by tying a string to a gun, which was attached to a weather balloon, and then shooting himself before letting go. Investigators believe the gun then floated away from the crime scene. The balloon could have been taken the gun to 105,000 feet and exploded somewhere out over the Atlantic.
Sound like an episode of Gotham I just watched, man. Shit.
Wait, so how did they find out about the balloon then? They found the gun in the Atlantic?
Clinical psychologist was honestly in my practice. Police said the surveillance of Abramson on the morning of January 20th shows him walking from Ballon Isles Country Club
and
near his home.
Blowing up the balloon. I can't tie a knot.
Like, how depressed did he look blowing up a balloon? Like, I can't take it anymore. It's fucking life.
I'm going to leave this earth after I blow up this balloon. Police surveillance said the morning about 6:30 a.m. the sound of a gunshot can be heard. A $3,000 reward was previously offered for his killer, but no tips were offered. But a clown that was making balloons came to the scene. I think I know what happened here. Police later found Abramson had searched suicide methods online. Listen, he went through all the trouble to kill himself like this, and he didn't fucking erase his history. Well, I guess they went deep in
it. Yeah, they'll still find that.
Yeah.
They still find that.
They also found emails, recent receipts and emails for weather balloons, helium tanks, and rubber bands.
Oh, my God. He got it on Amazon. He's like,
dude, like, yeah.
Get your balloon suicide kit.
People use this Amazon Prime just to get it there faster.
Yeah, like, on Prime Day. He was like, I'm waiting for Prime Day.
I want to get 25%
off. Pay cash. Go to the freaking Swamp Mart. What are you, stupid?
I don't want to wreck my credit.
Go to Swap Shop.
Yeah.
I just went there the other day, actually. I got a new pair of sneakers, and it's crazy how it's cash only everywhere. But they got good shit over there, dude.
That's what I think. Got cameras over there. You
want
a six-pack of Dove soap? Hey, $2. Here you go. Take that for you, bro. It's all you, man.
It was actually a scene in the 2003 plot from CSI. Also depicted a person who tied a gun to a weather balloon to make a suicide look like a murder. So,
wow. I mean,
he didn't just think of it himself.
So he was a fan of the show.
Yeah. Investigators found Abramson had depleted his retirement account and made large payments into his life insurance account before his death. Police have closed the case.
CSI Miami. It seems this case is full of hot air.
See, that's why you're on America's Got Talent.
Boom.
This is a Florida story. Roadside couch becomes a viral spectacle in Florida. I think it's taking hold in other parts of the country as well. Somebody just left the couch out in Melbourne on the street.
Okay.
And it's they have their own commercial boulevard over there. I thought it was here. I was going to go sit on it, watch some TV. On July 16th, an abandoned couch at the seaside. The side of Commercial Road in Florida is going viral after people started turning it into an outdoor living room. The sofa, now known as social media as the couch hashtag, has been on the sidewalk next to Palm Bay Road in West Melbourne near a Chick-fil-A. Well, who the fuck doesn't want to be next to a Chick-fil-A and a couch?
I'm sitting here busting my balls, going down to Miami, making videos, and like, can't go viral. Got a few 80 hits. This couch just outside. This
couch goes viral.
Mildew, viral.
All right,
everybody, we're going to take this fucking desk outside.
What do you guys want?
I was
what
in
do you guys want? Really? Yeah. Seriously? A couch? Yeah. That's what you guys want?
We want titties. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start showing my titties.
We went viral the other day. The giraffe.
Yeah.
The giraffe.
Is that at the Comic-Con?
At Supercon, Jeffrey the Giraffe came out in the wrestling match and got taken out of the Royal Rumble, the Rumble by Amazon Prime Box. It's pretty crazy.
Amazon Prime Box, not Jeffrey from Toys R Us Giraffe, out of the ring.
It was pretty insane.
Yeah, man.
And it went viral. It got like 10 million views in like 2 days.
I mean,
there's a lot of people, yeah.
I don't get it, he says.
I have to do?
But that's mass chaos, right? That's everybody involved. That's just it's not like one video, like, yeah, you know, because if you had a viral video, you got a million hits, you get paid, right?
I just want to get booked, damn it. I don't worry about getting paid.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you. It's next to a Chick's for several weeks, locals say, but recently started drawing attention when residents started accessorizing the furniture with a throw rug, a coffee table, curtains, a houseplant, and various living room items. I was recently in a comedy condo where the owner of the club put something in the, on the dining room table that said, there's a dollar store just near the club. If you wouldn't mind maybe going by there, picking something up for the condo and leaving it here and just list on the log what you put. And there's like fucked up voodoo statue. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know what I mean? And it's like, I mean, I filled out the list.
Who the hell was staying in there before you were?
Well, people said, you know what? People thought, oh, this is a good, you know. So they bought like a lamp or they bought, you know, like a fucking picture. They hang it, you know what I mean? Like they're trying to, an eclectic version of, you know. And the funny thing was I left something. There was like two Bud Lights. I left two Bud Lights in the refrigerator. And a half a bag of Lay's barbecue potato chips. I left something. Boom. I didn't go to the dollar store for it. But that could be a moment where you go buy some for $2-3 this incredibly ugly fucking thing and just put it in there.
So just full of knickknacks and garbage.
That's funny. Yeah.
Or you go like in the kitchen.
No, you should bring something that like they could put their hand in and it spins and it's like the Goonies and it's like they've tripped them like a Jumanji game or some shit, but it's fake.
Yeah, like a Monopoly
trip,
game.
Trip you out could, the next person who comes.
You
there.
Could you could probably go there and do a Monopoly game, right?
Or put a fucking treasure map in there.
Speaking of viral, I just remembered something. Adam Murray, a friend of ours, from Orlando comic, he's got a viral. I think his videos might be going viral. Where he paid it forward. He went through a toll and paid for the next 50 tolls. And he recorded it, and he pulled over from...
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
So I don't know what he's at on there, but I got to check it. But nice. Here's the thing. Here's why I can tell you, well, that will go viral, in my opinion. First of all, Adam Murray's like a heart with feet. You know, he's like most loving guy, like, hey, everybody. You know, he's like... So that's something he would do. You know what I mean? That's his character coming out and doing something. Now you see all these cars driving by, and he's like fucking waving.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God bless him, and good luck with it. Anyway, so...
God bless you.
Fans of the couch held a meeting and greet on the couch on Sunday night and further decorated the scene with lamps, books, and other items. West Melbourne officials have not revealed whether they have plans to remove the couch.
Where's this couch?
In Melbourne, Florida.
I know what I'm going to do to go viral. I'm going to go burn the couch. That's what I'm going to do. Goes viral. That's what you guys want? You want the couch? Fuego.
It is a Puerto Rican game.
Coming to your city. Ramon Garcia Comedy. All right.
He burned the couch. Oh, my God. He burned the couch. That's the album cover right there. The fucking right? Couch. Is
Not Latino comedy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I don't know how bad you'd feel about this, but a Virginia man, totals a $300,000 car on the first day he bought it.
Yeah. For fun?
Well,
like on purpose?
I don't know if that could be fun.
But I'm saying, did he do it on purpose?
On July 15th, a Virginia man.
Fuck this car.
I hate these floor mats.
Like, you know what I mean? Here's your new car, sir. Thank you. Fuck this car.
West Virginia, I'm getting out of here.
I got a 3-day cancellation.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want it. Take it back. You may have to get a pickup truck or a tow truck. I can mail it to you in an Amazon box. A Virginia man on Saturday totaled a $300,000 car one day after he bought it, actually. And Fairfax County Police Department said a man driving a McLaren 7205.
Wow.
And crashed it into a tree because he was speeding, doing his Paul, was that guy from Fast and Furious?
No.
Paul Walker impression. Paul Walker. The driver, who's not named by the police, suffered only non-life-threatening injuries. He purchased it on Friday, totaled Saturday. This McLaren 7205, costing around $300,000, was destroyed today in Great Falls because of speed. Well, it wouldn't be because he was trying to park it.
Right.
He was taking speed. I was like, stop around this guy.
I'm ready to go. Trying to parallel park it. Beep. Beep.
It blows up. There's your viral video, dude.
Right?
You get him in a McLaren.
Right?
He's all careful. He's driving it. And then all of a sudden, he
pulls
in the parking
lot. You film him
he
aggressively driving, fucking like Fast and Furious, with all the music. And then it's like backing up instead of parking spot. Boom!
He backs up into a 72 Pinto. And it fucking blows up.
Viral.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Chopping celery. Viral.
Yeah, and then throw salt on it. Driver, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Reminder, slow down. Yeah, McLaren luxury. We know what it is. I can't afford it. So, yeah, good for him. I hope he had it. Well, he just bought it. That's the question. You got coverage yet? You can't walk, drive off. You can't drive off a lot if you don't have some sort of coverage, right?
Oh, of course not.
Right. Here's a story. Bicyclists versus Lyft Bridge. What could possibly go wrong?
Wait, what?
So there's the bridge, bridge goes up.
Like a drawbridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy on the bike says, fuck this.
Oh, I saw this on the news this morning.
This one was in Wisconsin.
Well, I saw this one on the news. Somebody was riding a bike. They were drunk.
Right.
And the thing came down. And they pretty much tried to go between it. It knocked him on the shoulder. They did the Harlem Shake on the bike. And then the thing is coming up like this. And they thought they can Mission Impossible over that motherfucker. But when it comes up and splits from the road, there's a big ass gap that goes down. And they just went boom, down in there, upside down.
It's like when you lose your keys between your seat, car seat.
And apparently she was drunk when it happened.
Yeah, in Menasha, Wisconsin.
She tried to Evel Knievel that bitch.
Police say a bicyclist who weaved past the gates that were blocking access to bridge over a river in eastern Wisconsin escaped serious injury after falling into the gap.
Oh, my God.
I had that happen once in college. That was created when the bridge started to rise. Wisconsin Department of Transportation surveillance video shot on July 4th shows a woman ignoring the barrier.
That's funny.
And red flashing lights. I didn't see it. at the bridge in Menasha, and apparently not noticing that it was already cranking in action. The woman and her bike then drop into a gap, and she then disappears.
Nobody in their car got out to try to stop her. They were just I want to see if she makes it.
Yeah.
I want to see if she has the leg strength to go up that hill.
You were just waiting on their phones. What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Snapchat. World star! Woo!
For a minute there, they watched, but then onlookers eventually try to come to her aid. The bridge operator stalls the bridge until the woman and her bicycle are extracted.
What's your Instagram handle?
Tag me!
Police say the 37-year-old woman was taken into the hospital where she was treated for facial injuries. So,
it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they showed that on the news, man. I was cracking up.
It's you think you'd be chilling on a bike if you're drunk. I'd be chilling. My uncle used to drive drunk, on the bicycle because he had so many DUIs he couldn't drive anymore. So
yeah.
He'd be just driving around his neighborhood with a three-wheel bike and just got his little six-pack in the back, radio in the front. Just chilling, never going fast at all. And this lady, she had to have been.
It would have been ill though. Yeah, if she would have got up on the hill and then Pee Wee Herman the bicycle and then just shot out a fucking rocket ship.
Little dog in the front, an ET.
She goes Holy across shit. The moon, just yes. pedaling across the moon.
People watch too many movies. I can make it. I can make it.
Oh my
it's
god!
Still happy hour.
She thought she was gonna jump it like Evel Knievel.
Yeah,
and she's like, I can make it over.
And she's pulling. She went to light the fuse, and it didn't ignite.
And then you just
she had a fucking Acme rocket tied to the bicycle.
You hear the Jackass music? Bang 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 bang.
Don't try this at home.
Right.
Speaking about watching too many movies, Lose Your Blues. Town tosses Footloose anti-dancing law. So there are still towns in this country.
I just want to dance.
I gotta feel free.
You better go across the tracks for them moves.
Yeah, we don't want any of that homo moving around here.
Trying to break it down, Dad.
The only time you shake your hips is if you got a busted hip. In Fort Smith, Arkansas, officials in a western Arkansas city say residents can finally kick off their Sunday shoes, except the people have stinky feet. Fort Smith city directors recently repealed a 1953 ordinance that essentially outlawed public dancing on Sundays.
No fucking dancing on Sundays. That's the Lord's Day.
Lord's Day. We can't be having no emotions coming around
That's
here.
That's right. Bottle that shit up.
Stiff as a board.
That's right. It's fucking Sunday. I'm sorry. You got to praise God, thank God, and you got to smack your woman. That's what you got to do. No fucking dancing.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Locals who knew about the law called it Footloose Ordinance, nicknamed for the 1984 movie with Kevin Bacon. And the town named that was band dancing and rock music. City Director Andre Good appropriately named, introduced a repeal after a resident told him about the antiquated law, which barred the operation of public dance halls or any place with dancing on Sundays.
We don't even want no fucking dancing bear. They ain't got no fucking dancing bear.
The dancing bear?
And no fucking dancing bear, no dancing people, no dancing anything in our fucking town since 1953, bitch.
I seen a horse dancing. I had to smack him in his face.
That fucking horse. That
stop your dancing.
He was hopping and shit. We shot that motherfucker.
Is it 11:59 on a Saturday?
All right, DJ, cut the music. That's it. No more. Look at that shit. Turn that shit off.
It's officially Sunday. That is it.
Somebody get me my banjo.
Turn off the disco ball. No more flashing lights. Give me the glow sticks. Party's over.
Who do you think you are, Drone Travolta? Staying alive, motherfucker? How are you about to be dead?
The ordinance came amid a series of blue laws established in Arkansas that banned all sales and most labor on Sundays, according to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. Sorry. It is inserted and declared in present law. No one in Fort Smith has been arrested or ticketed ever for dancing.
Imagine. Pull over. Pull over. I saw you dancing. I know Drake's on the radio, but I saw you dancing and it's Sunday.
I wasn't dancing, sir. I was having an epileptic fit. If you don't care to dance on Sunday, that's fine. Good said. We should all respect that, but let's not impose some outdated, outmoded morality code on all the fine fellow citizens. I'm doing Andy Griffith.
You know, imagine like a guy's in like a grocery store and you're like, oh, excuse me. And he kind of like shimmies over. I'm like, all right, hands behind your back, damn it.
I was trying to scratch my back.
No. You were doing a cha-cha slide. I saw you.
I know a fucking Argentinian tango when I see one.
Now everybody clap your hands behind your back.
I saw it. We got video surveillance right there. You had shimmied over and you did the slide.
And you didn't think we didn't see you moonwalking by the cash register, bitch?
I know the Macarena when I see it, motherfucker. Now get in the car. Get in the car.
I was slapping a mosquito. No, it wasn't.
I've been framed. That's great. Arizona man arrested after trying to pull over troopers.
Wow.
That's like going all in with a deuce seven against aces. Arizona man arrested after trying to pull over troopers. So here's a guy who wanted to act like a cop. Arizona authorities say 44-year-old uniformed security guard accused of impersonating a police officer by trying to pull over an unmarked car that happened to contain two state troopers patrolling the Phoenix freeway.
Wow.
What luck,
what,
bro.
Yeah, what, is, wow. What are the chances?
Born loser, okay?
Excuse me.
Okay, this guy's a loser.
Born, that's hilarious.
The Department of Public Safety says Matthew Allen Disdro of Mesa was driving his personal black Dodge Charger on Wednesday when he activated law enforcement-style emergency lights on his car to pull over the troopers. Imagine they're fucking, hey, we're getting pulled over.
This is a citizen's arrest.
I saw you dancing.
According to the department, the troopers wouldn't pull over. Distro then drove alongside, yelled and waved a hand at the troopers to get them to pull over before they activated their own vehicle's police light.
He had his window down. He was going, wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
he had Mike Winslow on the passenger seat.
City Mall Police.
Isn't that a Wacken Hut badge? No, I'm a cop. He
doesn't have a flashing light. He just puts his fucking hazards on.
He spins a flashlight on his dashboard. Court records don't list any attorney for this poor fuck, but
hilarious.
Good for him.
His lawyer's just like,
imagine he's sitting there trying to pull him over with the lights on, and the cops put their lights on. You pull over, bitch.
No, you.
That'd be funnier if he was standing next to the car. They let him do his whole spiel, talk to him, and then they just go, turn and hit the button on. Woo!
I can't find my handcuffs. Here, you want to use ours?
That'd be a funny ass kid.
Married woman and mechanic die from carbon monoxide poisoning while having sex in a garage.
Oh, yeah. I saw the story. This is terrible. This is terrible.
It's terribly funny.
Wow. The husband's face when he fucking found out what was going on must have been.
Why is my wife in the back seat with the mechanic? I think she was showing us.
She must have really needed them brakes done.
But the pants are off.
Oh. I say good a good deal, but shit.
We ain't that broke. We ain't even that bad.
American woman and mechanic die from car.
We just needed a car wash. What the fuck?
I just told that.
It was just the car wash.
I told that bitch to put hair in the tires.
All I heard was a little rattling and thing was, you know.
A married woman and her mechanic lover reportedly died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning while having sex in the parking garage. Khalil Johnson found his wife Tamika Hargrave. That's a problem. You don't have the same last name. Something's going to be doomed. 39 and the 56-year-old mechanic. We'll call him Mr. Goodwrench, who was not identified and dead in the parking garage on Monday night in Newark, New Jersey.
It must have been, was it cold? What, were they in there with the fucking, or were they in there with the AC on?
Yeah.
It must have been hot.
Right, they're getting
they're
hard.
In a hot.
Oh my God, I'm so light. Oh my God, you just, it's like ecstasy. I just can't feel my toes. I can't breathe.
I haven't felt like this ever before.
Oh man, it's getting bright in here. I see the light. I feel like I see the light.
I don't know if I'm having an orgasm. Johnson was paying for work done on her vehicle by having sex with a mechanic, a police source told the news. Johnson told ABC 7 New York he arrived at his apartment on Monday night and smelled a strong odor in his home. He said an alarm went off and began investigating the smell to the garage where he found his wife and the mechanic and a running car. He said he found his wife on the ground while the mechanic appeared to be trying to pull up his pants. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, I got carried away. As I tried to step open to the last garage door, I see the mechanic. He's laid out, Johnson said. So he's just a few feet away. She laid out, next to her laid out.
He laid out. She was laid out.
She a few ways. He laid out too.
I'm on my tools everywhere.
Everybody had their tool out. tools, his tool.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of tools.
Hey, honey, what you do? Oh, my God, what is going on? Smell like burnt oil.
What kind of fucking mechanic are you, man?
What kind of oil change is this? That's a Jiffy Lube.
You don't need my wife's drawers?
Police arrived at the apartment complex and pronounced Hargrave and the mechanic dead. Newark police spokesman Catherine Adams has said the deaths appeared to be accidental. This incident is under investigation, but appears to be an accident. Yeah, that the guy married this fucking woman. The building was evacuated, blah, blah, blah. Johnson blamed the deaths on carbon monoxide poisoning. And let's call it sin. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's sin. That's
you think that's instant karma?
Boom.
Yeah.
Or just a little twist. I watch a lot of CSI. The guy caught him, said, all right, keep doing your thing. Or else it's going to be a different way. So you might as well enjoy your last minutes and go. Keep going. Just keep
or,
puffing.
You know, he just like snuck the arm in the window real slow. Was like. Turned a car and then just went out.
Pull it out.
They're never gonna know because I know that pussy's good. He's never. They're just gonna keep going at it. He's like, fuck it.
I wonder if he's like giving her like mechanics. Like, yeah, you like that, don't you? You want some oil change? You want some of that?
You gotta pull out that dipstick, baby.
Dipstick. You want the work?
You want me to look under your hood?
You want some of that hood work, yeah, baby?
You want me to change that oil?
You want a fuel injection, baby?
Change my oil.
Touch my spark plugs.
You want me to rotate them tires?
Oh, you rotate those tires.
You rotate those tires, baby.
Oh, balance those tires.
Balance.
I need an alignment.
I need somebody to change my fan belt.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. That's all you have time for in the Wake Up Later Doggy Show.
Wow. That was fun.
Yeah. It's been fun. Of course, always great to have Elgin David here in the studio with me on Tuesdays.
It's always great to be here. Thank you.
And, of course, our special guest today, Mr. Ramon Garcia.
Thanks, fellas, man.
How can they find you? What's the best next thing's coming up?
Ramon Garcia Comedy. If you only Google Ramon Garcia, you guys will never find me.
No.
All right? You'll be like, no, which one with the mustache? They all have mustaches, damn it. Come on, which one is it?
I'm the darker one. Yeah, I got nice hair.
But yeah, YouTube, Ramon Garcia Comedy, live, all that stuff. Check me out on Instagram. It's not too hard. There's only one other guy that does comedy, but he only does like Univision.
Univision Comedia.
There you go. And cool, man. How about you, Elgin?
You can find me at Elgin David on Instagram, at Elgin David Comic on Twitter. And you can see me at Raleigh Supercon in Raleigh, North Carolina from the 27th through the 29th of this month.
There you go, fellas. And by the way, follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. Follow our show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter, and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're going to try to start putting the shows there. Go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Be a patron member. Donate a dollar a month, $5 a month, $10 a month. That money goes to gas money for the co-hosts. Somebody was giving some money, and I think they reduced it, which is a little disappointing. But nevertheless, by the way, what the hell am I doing? Thursday night I'm going to be at, along with Chris Priester, part of our new comedy tour, the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
I'm the Olive. But I'm going to be at Gigi's Music Cafe.
Nice.
Doing a show out there this Thursday. I'm off this weekend. Got to spend time with the old lady. Been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I got to give her some... I'm going to get her in the car and act like a mechanic. I'm going to give her a show of my good wrench.
Here we go, baby.
Hey, hey baby. I heard this on the news today. And
just keep the garage door open.
That's right. Next week, guys, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh at Slapsticks Comedy Club competing in the World Series of Comedy. So if you're in that area, come out to the 7 o'clock show on Friday and come yell and say, I want that guy to win. Anyway, thanks. And if not, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And that's it, guys. That's all our shows this week. We'll be back next week. I think Danny the Jew is going to be back. I think Ciro and Ethan, I think Ethan may be back from China.
Yeah, he's been right? there for a while.
He's been fucking all the man boys out there, I guess. And no, he's not. It's all rumors. Anyway, that's all we got time for. Thanks for watching, guys, and God bless. We'll see you next time here at the same spot.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination.